This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I was just meditating today, just thanking God how wonderful it is to have the true God and to have the Son that God has sent to teach us the Word of God. And I'm a part of God's family. It's a great privilege to be a part of God's family. And I'm just happy that I know that His commandments is the Word because I was taught. And I'm not gonna say too much more, but at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. The elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about God's plan for light. Before we get into that, we're going to sing about the purpose of man.
Beautiful.
Thank God.
Not born of God's Spirit, if a man seeks, he shall find that God has a purpose.
Together.
Is that beautiful? Thank God. The purpose of man. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance.
Yes.
Because of the stand our deacon, our great Bishop Barfield took, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. They're going on with God, but we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Mm-hmm. I believe the scripture. I believe on the Lord as the scripture has said. And many scriptures are not known because ones haven't sought God long enough to find it. Let's go to Genesis 1 mm-hmm. and 1. God has a plan for light. And God's people are styled as his plan is. Everything is a parable. Light is a parable. And light is to shed knowledge, shed the way so that ones are not lost or not confused about what direction to go. Isn't that beautiful? Genesis 1 and 1.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void.
Just a hunk of the earth. No form to it, void. But God had a time to form it and to make it into the world of his day. Read.
And darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Dark, nothing but darkness on the face of the deep. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Two. And, yes, Pastor.
First John.
Yes, Pastor.
First John mm-hmm. 1 and 5. Darkness was on the face of the deep. Now, you know, most of us with knowledge, we go to work because it's daytime. Most people don't go to work at night. That's why the Lord said, work while it's day, night cometh. No man can work. So God let you know, you can't work the Lord's work and do God's creating in darkness. But darkness was on the face of the deep. What does the fifth verse say? 1 John 1 and 5.
This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
No darkness at all. So God didn't work in the dark. He created the darkness because God is light. So he didn't need. But just the thing, think about it. How many types of light do we have today? You got fluorescent light. High beam lights, gas light, light from a lamp, light from fire. But God is light. The light God is not the light we see. That natural light, these natural powers that were made is for the natural eye, not for the spiritual eye. It's not for the inner man. It's for the outward man. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. He created darkness. So that means before he created darkness, whatever God is, whatever light is, that's all it was, them but light.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Wow.
No, we can't imagine anything like that.
No.
You know why? Because we go to sleep.
Yes.
And when we go to sleep, we can't see because we're in dark. Right?
Right.
Read it again, 1 John mm-hmm. 1 and 5.
This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
Let's go to Isaiah 45 and 5. God has no darkness at all, and we're to be just like him. Isn't that beautiful? That's what the parable is all about, to be like God. Isaiah 45 and 5.
I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me.
What other God have declared that? God, you know, I'm God. Because we come into this life, we don't know who made this world. He's letting you know, I am the Lord now. Besides me, there's none else. What did he say?
Yes. There is none else. There is no God beside me.
What?
I girded thee, though thou hast not known.
We don't know how we got here and how we were able to survive. We didn't know God, but we began to seek him. What did he say?
That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west.
What?
That there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else.
The only one we're looking to. Nobody else up there. Don't look for Confucius. Don't look for Alibaba. And what's that one up? We got some more out there, don't they? Don't look for Kwanzaa.
All right, Pastor.
Whole bunch of gods.
All right, Pastor.
Dagon.
All right.
Well, Dagon had his stump sawed off because he stood next to God, the commandments.
Yes. Right.
Next morning, he didn't have no legs.
Right.
He was on stumps because don't nothing stand against the word. That beautiful? Right. Word said, beside me, there's none else. And he proved it when Dagon got up there. When Dagon, he fell.
Yes.
That beautiful? Read.
Mm-hmm. I form the light and create darkness.
That means he formed the light. Now, God formed because God is light.
Yes.
God didn't create himself. He always been. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
God is light, but this light has always been. Isn't that beautiful? But he formed the light. This light he formed, it's a natural light. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I formed the light.
And create darkness.
God is not darkness. There's no darkness in him, but he created it. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
I create darkness. What?
And create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
All these things. So whatever's happening around us, you can say one thing, God do all these things. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go back to Genesis.
All right,
Genesis 1.
Mm-hmm.
God got a plan for light. Yeah, that plan is for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And Deacon Darrell wrote a song about it called Purpose of Man. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
We have a plan.
Yes.
1 and 2. Read it again.
And the
Excuse me, 1 and 3.
1 and 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
So there was light because God formed it. It's the natural light. What?
And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from
now
the
remember,
darkness.
Not only did God make light, he made laws because the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light.
Yes.
That commandment is God.
Yes.
And the light comes from God. Isn't that beautiful? Same thing.
Yes.
So God saw the light, that it was good. What?
And God divided the light from the darkness.
He divided that. How do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Divided. So when we all blended together, but God did that. What he did was he set laws in place.
All right. All right.
So one wouldn't cross the other. That's how you divided it.
That's all right, all right.
Nighttime comes. The sun ain't really going down, but you know what?
Yes.
The earth is, right? And sun time, when the sun's time is up, sun go down.
Wow.
Darkness come up.
Yes.
He divided that. They ain't both at the same time. If they are, you're still getting your light from the sun. Because
right.
The moon really ain't no light.
No.
Now it's like, read this next verse, what it says.
And God called the light day,
what?
And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
God separated the light from darkness. But then he created a light to do it for him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because God put everything in the hands of the sun.
Right?
Yes. Let the sun divide it now.
Right.
And the moon.
Yes, right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to the 14th verse. What does it say?
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night.
Now remember, God divided it first. All the way up to the fourth day.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because in the midst of the week, the sun is when he got his power. The sun was cut off in the midst of the week and all power was given to him. So he couldn't create that great light until the midst of the week, the fourth day. He brought forth the sun.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Now the sun controls everything. Once the sun came and died and rose again, because he died on the fourth in the midst of the week, he controlled everything. He said, all power is given. Let's go there.
Yes.
Matthew 28:8. Let's go there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Everything God did, it's a parable. Mm-hmm. But we have to put it together because God wants to come the same way. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Just like he came, we have to come the same way. Yes. He came just like us. Mm-hmm. Matthew 28:18, what does it say?
It says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
All power is given him because he laid his life down. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
This is the midst of the week. Now look at God anymore. It's the Son.
Yes.
That all men should honor the Son as they honor the Father, because he paid the price. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Let's read a little further. What?
Yes. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them.
But what are you talking about teach? Mm-hmm. Shed light on the people. Because this is the great light that was made. It's to give light upon the earth. Yes. Teach all nations. Mm-hmm.
Baptizing what? Them in the name of the Father, mm-hmm. and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
We got to baptize in the name of the Father, not the Word now. Right. In the name of the Son, because all power is in his hands now.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded
so
you.
So the light's job is to teach all men to observe the things God talked about, the things that the Lord talked about, the Son talked about, all the things to observe, all the commands. So if any son of God is not teaching the commands, you're not teaching the message that the Lord gave.
Right.
That beautiful? How plain is that?
Yes.
That's what lights do, shed knowledge.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Genesis 1:16. Let's read that again.
Yes.
So Pastor, I don't want to keep going back to Genesis.
Ah, this is beautiful, Pastor.
You're going back there. If you go with me, you're going back there.
Yes.
We're moving through the scriptures. Right. Isn't that beautiful? Genesis 1:16. Scriptures are always beautiful. 1:16 says again.
And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day.
So that greater light, that's the Lord, is to rule the day. And we're the children of the day. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's why God comes in. You shouldn't be sinning. He didn't come here to rule him.
All right.
He came to rule the day. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That devil rules them at night. The devil's going to say, oh, you can do all those things. You got to keep your command. That's that devil light.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? That's the moon.
Yes.
But the sun says no. Read.
And the lesser light to rule the night.
What?
He made the stars also.
Now, wait a minute. Yes. The stars are everything you see in heaven. Yes. That's the stars.
Beautiful.
Everything is a star.
All right, Pastor.
Let's read Genesis 1. Two and 1. What does it say?
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of
so
them.
So all the host, that means everything you see up there.
All right.
When he said he made the stars also, that's what they are to God. Everything is a star.
Right.
Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor.
Now, I said, somebody said, now, wait a minute, Pastor. you've gone too far here.
1 Corinthians.
No, I think God has not gone too far because God is the one bringing the knowledge. You have to go according to what God is saying.
That's right.
What you form in your mind. That ain't no star. That's a planet. And God ain't called nothing planet. He didn't call an earth planet.
Star. That's right, Pastor.
1 Corinthians 15:39. What does it say?
39. It says, all flesh is not the same flesh.
Now, wait a minute. All flesh is not the same flesh. You don't call animals man. But they are flesh just like we do. But it's a different flesh.
Yes.
What?
But there is one kind of flesh of men.
What?
Another flesh of beasts.
What?
Another of fishes.
What?
And another of birds.
You still call them flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Now we call it feathers.
Yes.
We call it flesh. But it's feathers on the outside. Right. You know, different types of flesh. Right?
Yes.
Read.
There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial.
Now, these celestial bodies and terrestrial are all the planets out there.
Yes.
But God called them stars.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Read.
But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another.
So they have different makeups.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they're terrestrial and celestial. They're still stars.
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Listen to what I'm saying. Because one might say, that's not what it's saying. Read.
There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon.
Now the moon, is that a star?
Yes.
It is a star.
Yes.
What makes it a star? Because it's getting its light from the sun, and more importantly, it's shedding light upon the earth.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it's in the heavens.
Yes.
But the stars are there. Now every star in the heavens don't shed light upon the earth. Because you can't see them all. But he got some that shed light upon the earth. There's some that don't, because they're different types of stars. Every star don't shine. Every star don't give off light. Moon don't, but he get his light from the sun, that star. And the sun is not a star. And yet it is a star, like the rest, because it's a body. Read.
And another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory.
Isn't that beautiful? So maybe this star don't have a bunch of gases where it's burning and shining. It's got a ring around it. And it's got gravel like earth. And a few other things, but it's different.
Yes.
It's still a star.
That's
why he said he made the stars. Oh, that's all you see.
Yes.
And when you're able to see another planet, it's still a star.
Because
that's what's out there. It's the host. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
There is one glory of the sun.
Mm-hmm. And another glory of the moon. And another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star.
All he's
glory.
Saying is, not that the moon and the sun is not a star, because the sun is a star.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it's a different type of star. It's different from the stars that you see. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, let's go to Genesis 1 and 14. Let's read that again.
Yes,
1 and 14. Thank God.
Yes,
Pastor. I hope everybody can stay with me and follow what I'm trying to say. And if you don't believe it, don't worry about it. It'll come as you grow.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
Signs and seasons. Let's go to St. John 12 and 44.
All right,
Pastor. Did we read Matthew 28? Yeah, we did. St. John 12 and 44.
All right, Pastor.
Signs and seasons. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
12 and 44.
Yes, Pastor. It says, Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me.
What?
And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness.
So that's what the light is for. To keep us out of darkness, shedding light on us. Keep us in the way.
Yes.
That's the great light. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Genesis 1 and 16. Let's read it again.
Right.
1 and 16.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
God.
And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Hebrews 2 and 9.
All right, Pastor.
Greater light.
Yes.
To rule the day.
Mm-hmm.
And the lesser light. To rule the night. That's mm-hmm. what he had them for.
Yes.
Hebrews 2 and 9. What does
mm-hmm.
it say?
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death.
Beautiful? Now, wait a minute. He had to suffer death. Now, most, they think about that. They say, well, he died on the cross. That's not the death he suffered.
No.
He's talking about. What does it say? Read it again.
Mm-hmm. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death.
What?
Crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
How did he taste death? He was born in this life.
Yes.
Because when you come in this life, you're in sin.
Mm-hmm.
He tasted, he was in death. He tasted it like we did.
Right.
Experienced it just like we did. That beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory.
What?
To make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering.
He had to suffer to be made just like we did.
Yes.
So he understands what we go through. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to the 14th verse. What does it say?
14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same.
Isn't that the same thing. Experience just what we did.
All right, all right.
This is the greater light.
Yes.
He didn't cheat. And we have to go through the same thing he went through. But he came like unto us.
Yes.
Read.
that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death,
what?
That is the devil.
So we have to do the same thing. We got to destroy that devil out of our life.
Yes.
He shows us how.
Yes.
We have to do the execution. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. All right.
Read.
And deliver them who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
What?
For verily he took not on him the nature of angels.
What?
But he took on him the seed of Abraham.
What do you mean the seed? He took on flesh and blood.
All right.
Yes. He took on a fleshly mind.
Beautiful.
That he had to be born again from. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Yes. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his
brethren.
Beautiful?
Just like us. Yes. Made a light.
Yes.
He didn't come here a light. He said, I am a light, but that was after he got made. Yes. He'd be made just like us. Isn't that beautiful? What?
That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest.
What?
In things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
What?
For in that he himself hath suffered, being tempted.
He was suffering. Being tempted, mm-hmm. That means it was something that was he had to overcome.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? But he said, be of good cheer.
Yes.
I've overcome the world.
Mm-hmm.
When that he himself hath suffered,
mm-hmm.
Being tempted, what?
He is able to succor them that are tempted.
Let's go to Matthew 5:14.
All right. Yes.
Great light.
Yes.
God formed that light. He formed the Lord. Beautiful?
Yes.
Formed him.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Matthew 5:14.
Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid.
Light.
Beautiful.
To give light. That's what we're for. Our life should give light to others.
Beautiful.
And it does.
Yes.
You know why it does? How I know it does? Because they don't want to be around you.
All right. Yes.
That's right.
I'm not talking about the church world per se, but when you have, rodents. Roaches.
Yes.
Put the light on what they do.
They scatter.
I'm not calling people who love God a roach, but when that light come on, they flee. He said, they'll be afraid of you. That's what he said. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to cover that. Read.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel.
What?
But on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the
house.
Yeah,
but otherwise to shed light.
Yeah.
So that we don't walk in darkness.
Right.
We follow the light. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Yes. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven.
Of God, that he might be glorified.
Yes.
See good works. In other words, they ain't got no excuse. They see somebody walking in the light. They may not be walking in it, but they can see your good works and God is being glorified.
Beautiful.
Not that they're going to glorify him, but you're glorifying. Mm-hmm. We are. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Yes.
Genesis 1:14. Let's read it again.
All right. Yes, Pastor.
Pastor, I'm getting tired of going back there.
No,
no, you're not.
No, Pastor. No, you're not.
Oh, you're going.
Yes, beautiful.
I don't want to lasso nobody, but we're going, though.
Yes.
What does the Lord say?
Right.
Paul said, follow me as I follow the Lord through the scriptures. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1:14. What's that?
1:14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day.
So you have to rightly divide the word. That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
Right to divide the day from the night. It takes judgment to do that.
Yes.
But that's what a light supposed to do.
Yes.
We're made to do that. Shed light.
Yes.
What?
And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
1 Thessalonians 5:5. Let's go there. That devil is a light as well, but he's not God's light. He's not the light for God's people. He's for darkness. Isn't that beautiful to know that? 1 Thessalonians 5:5.
It says, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness.
We're not of darkness. Not of the night, we're of the light,
mm-hmm.
We're of the day. Hebrews 13:17. Let's go there. Thank God. All you do is follow the scripture, meditate on it. And knowledge will come.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming now, but you'll see it.
Yes.
Now, when some meditate on it, they say, Pastor, I'm meditating on what you said for the last 10 years. I ain't seen it yet.
Mm.
You must have saw something if you're still here. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Hebrews 13:17.
Obey them that have the rule over you,
mm-hmm.
And submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls.
You're shedding light.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Watching for our souls. That's what it's all about. What?
As they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. for that is unprofitable for you.
Let's go to Isaiah 52.
All right.
We don't want to be doing things that's not profitable
no.
for our life.
Right, Pastor.
We come to God because we want to do things not as profitable.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be like him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Isaiah 52 and 8.
Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing.
What?
For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again
now,
Zion.
Now, when God brings Zion, that watchman is going to shed light. When you truly have the church back.
Yes.
Knowledge of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
10th verse.
The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations,
mm-hmm.
and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
Why?
Because
they're shedding knowledge.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Making bare his holy arm means God is shedding
yes.
light of himself,
yes.
of his word to the people.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's
beautiful.
What God's plan is.
Yes. Beautiful.
Psalms 50 and 1. Let's go there. Mm-hmm. Psalm 50 and 1.
Yes, Pastor.
Pastor, I don't understand. So many don't.
Yes, Pastor.
What the Lord says, you strive.
All right, Pastor.
Many will strive and shall not be able. 50 and 1.
The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined.
Isn't that beautiful?
Shined.
Yes. Perfection of beauty. He's letting
yes.
knowledge go forth.
Yes.
Of who he is. He's the perfection of beauty.
Beautiful.
10th verse. No. Read the 5th verse.
Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
Is that beautiful?
That is beautiful.
By a sacrifice. 7th verse says what?
Hear, O my people,
mm-hmm.
and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee.
God's people are Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And Israel is a light in a dying nation. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, yes.
I will speak, O Israel,
mm-hmm.
what?
And I will testify against thee.
What?
I am God.
Now, wait a minute, again, he didn't come and testify against the sinner.
No.
Against darkness,
mm-hmm.
he come and testify about those that's supposed to be in the light.
Right.
Those that should have knowledge. Bringing knowledge. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
What?
I am God, even thy God.
Mm-hmm.
I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me.
What?
I will take no bullock out of thy house.
So I'm not going to, you know, the minister said, listen, you owe an offering to the Lord. I'm coming to get it.
Mm-hmm.
When they had the COVID thing going pretty strong, they sent the deacons by the houses to pick up the offering. God don't need that.
No.
I mean, you know, fine. If you're home, if you couldn't come, I'm sure you would get it to us,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But they sent out henchmen, knocking on the doors, where's the money? But God is saying, I will take
no bullock
out of thy house.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Nor he goats out of thy folds.
What?
For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills.
It's all God's. So you can't give God anything. So sometimes we think because we give God an offering or do something, we're doing something.
Right.
Everything belongs to God. What?
I know all the fowls of the mountains.
What?
And the wild beasts of the field are mine.
Everything is mine. That's beautiful. This boy said, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? God wants your soul. He wants your heart. You can't give him. So I carry pastor's bag. I do this. That don't mean nothing to God. It's what's your heart. It's in your heart. Isn't that beautiful? What?
If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof.
What I tell you from home?
That's beautiful. Yes.
God, so you forget who gave you everything. I own everything. What do you say?
Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats?
What?
Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High.
Read.
And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
What?
But unto the wicked God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth?
See, what did he say? Yes. He said, unto the wicked, what is thou to do to declare my statutes?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.